Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Wednesday, the 5th of February. Coming up, rise in alcohol-related hospital admissions.
As a rehab centre, we're seeing the funding massively cut. So it's no surprise, really, that we're seeing that increase.
Gang members not the only ones carrying knives.
I know of a couple of individuals where, you know, they've carried knives just because they're, you know, walking home, they're worried.
And parents urged to read more to their children.
There's, you know, something really special about being read aloud to, talking about books, having conversations around the story.
Kent News.
There's a call today for more government investments in rehab services, as data reveals there were more than 35,000 alcohol-related hospital admissions in Kent and Medway last year. That's gone up by over a quarter in 6 years, raising concerns about the added pressure on the NHS. Penny Williams is chief exec of the Kenwood Trust in Yalding.
As a rehab centre who support state-funded people that need help, we're seeing the funding massively cut. So it's no surprise, really, that we're seeing that increase. We're seeing, sadly, a lot more families that are having to pay for the service. Funding is so limited. So it's a challenging time as a charity. The funding we get anyway doesn't cover the costs of 24/7 care. So fundraising is key, and it's putting a lot of pressure on us as a charity, as indeed a lot of charities are filling the gap in social services. Arguably, life is more stressful and people are turning to alcohol for self-medication. But I think fundamentally, there is so little focus on rehab being ultimately the way to change behaviours. It's no good just putting people on prescriptions. You need to give them time and support to overcome their addiction. Yeah, I mean, government needs to think seriously about reinvesting. We've seen massive decreases of up to 16% drops in investment in drug and alcohol addiction, and in particular rehab, because it's seen as expensive, but actually the reality is it saves money longer term. So that's what our message is. Now we've got Brexit out the way, and arguably a lot of money has been hoarded and not put through social services. We would like to see a lot more money put into this sector. The cost of, as I say, continue giving people support, going through A&E, versus a 6-week, 12-week programme in a residential rehab such as ours is massively different. So we believe we provide an essential service that is so massively underfunded.
Kent Online reports.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after a man was stabbed to death near Gravesend. The 44-year-old was found critically injured at a property on Hammerton Road in Northleat in the early hours of yesterday. A 28-year-old was later detained in Chelmsford in Essex. A teenage boy from Sheppey who died after falling ill on his way home has been described as a smart boy full of aspirations. Emery Hussein, who would have turned 16 tomorrow, is thought to have been experimenting with drugs before he passed away on Saturday. Flowers and tributes have been left outside his house in Sheerness. Two other teenagers have been arrested in connection with his death. Six people have been arrested and three knives seized after a group was seen with weapons in Ashford Town Centre. Officers were called to County Square yesterday afternoon and the police helicopter was circling the area. Four 17-year-olds and an 18-year-old are among those being questioned.
Kent Online News.
A man who set up a boxing centre in Medway is worried not enough's being done to stop young people getting involved with gangs and carrying knives. Unique Fitness in Chatham aims to give teenagers somewhere to go after school and teach them how to stay out of trouble. Matt Sims has been running it for the past 10 years.
The thing of it now is that we have lots of people which have left London that come to sort of Medway, Kent, just because obviously it's a little bit cheaper. I know of many of people that have come to train with us where they've been involved in gang stuff and a bit of knife crime. They've moved away. They come to Medway now, trying to seek a sort of a bit more of a calmer and more of a peaceful life. It's hard because I've never been involved in any of that. In that, like, I've never been stabbed or quite lucky. But I think it's it's on the rise, and if I can have some influence of trying to prevent that and give them, again, give them somewhere for them to escape, if that makes any sense, then great. I think we're in a little bit of a dilemma because we're looking at like knife crime as it's the only thing, but unfortunately it's not a case of them picking it up and using it, or we have to sometimes tackle the issue of why they're using it. And I would say that sometimes we've got quiet individuals that will not even be in gangs that are carrying knives because they're a little bit scared of the gangs. Now, what about those lads or girls? What about those ones that feel that, you know, they need to protect themselves? So there's a real flip side to this, because it's not just gangs, it's not just these, you know, groups. I know of a couple of individuals where, you know, they've carried knives just because they're worried, you know, walking home, they're worried. And I'm trying to explain to you, but if you've got it on you, what do you think is going to happen? You know, like, well, it's there to scare people away. The chances are that you'll end up doing something you actually regret, because you're going to be pushed into a corner of where you've had to act. Then the individual who was actually a victim has now become a person that's been involved in knife crime.
You can hear more from Matt in the KM Community Podcast at kentonline.co.uk.
Kent News.
A man's died after collapsing in the street in Rochester. Several police cars and ambulance crews were sent to the Pickwick Crescent and May Road area following a medical incident at around 7 this morning. It's not known yet exactly what caused his death. Two Kent men have been charged after police seized more than £60,000 in cash and Class A drugs. Officers discovered the money, suspected cocaine and a replica firearm after raiding the properties in Rochester and Maidstone on Monday. The two 22-year-olds were accused of conspiracy to supply drugs and possessing criminal property. A court said a Dover man who admitted setting fire to a supermarket was released too early from a psychiatric unit. Richard Stent, who pleaded guilty to arson, had been sectioned under the Mental Health Act before going on to set Margate's Tesco Express alight last March. The 31-year-old from Granville Street has now been detained under the same act, and he won't be discharged until the Ministry of Justice or Tribunal agrees to his release. Firefighters have managed to put out a blaze at a Sure Start Children's Centre in Ramsgate. It started at Growing Together on Princess Margaret Avenue just after 4:30 this morning. The centre's had to stay closed today, but Newington Primary School, which is on the same site, has been open as usual. No one was hurt and it's not known yet what caused it.
Kent Online reports.
Parents are being urged to find more time in the day to read with their child to stop them being left in literary poverty. New research by Book Trust has revealed more than 300,000 youngsters across the UK get less than 15 minutes of story time a week outside of school. Kate Rumsby is from the charity Beanstalk, which is based in Maidstone and sends volunteers into classrooms to read with pupils.
I think we're very quick to judge parents, and I think as this research shows, the majority of parents do understand how important regular reading is for our children, and the benefits of reading for pleasure. But we do know that our busy lives get in the way of that, and it means that less time is being spent on sharing books together. So, you know, obviously from our perspective, we just want to reassure parents that, you know, reading, there doesn't have to be this pressure around reading at a certain time of day. You know, we suggest reading at other times of the day, not just at bedtime, creating, you know, a fun time together, sharing books, because we know that children do get so much out of reading with an adult. And it's not just about the reading itself. There's, you know, something really special about being read aloud to, talking about books, having conversations around the story, and, you know, just having that special bonding time.
Kent Online News.
A man's been rescued from the River Medway after he jumped in to save his dog. The pug ended up in the water near New Hythe Lane in Larkfield yesterday evening, and after going in after his pet, they were unable to get back up the river wall and were left clinging to a metal pole. Firefighters managed to bring them to safety and neither were hurt. And a driver's been pulled over by police on the M20 after he was caught watching Love Island on his phone. Officers spotted him between Swanley and Sevenoaks and reported him for careless driving. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.